USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has pledged to bring this bill to a vote this week in the United States Senate.
President Donald Trump's compromise offer to Democrats to get funding for a border wall and end the partial government shutdown is a non-starter, according to House Democrats. Trump offered a three-year reprieve for those covered by DACA and those who qualify for temporary protected status. But Democratic Congressman Jim Himes of Connecticut tells CNN.
Chiefly amongst, the DACA recipients.
Right.
To say to these young people, you've been living a hell of uncertainty for 2 years,
yeah,
and now you get certainty for three more years, that's a non-starter.
Trump's proposal also includes millions of dollars for humanitarian aid and drug detection technology. Conservative commentator Ann Coulter blasted Trump's proposal, saying it amounts to amnesty, saying we voted for Trump but got Jeb, referring to Jeb Bush. You're listening to USA Radio News.
'Tis the season for New Year's resolutions. Make this the year you achieve your goals to lose weight. Take Calitrin and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Betty. I honestly lost more inches than I did weight, but it really showed. Everybody noticed. And I recommend Calitrin to all my friends when they have a problem with weight.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186. I'm holding my weight good. I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
Hi, this is Cookie from Austin, Texas. I first heard about Calitrin. I decided I was going to give it a shot. And since I have dropped 2 pant sizes and I'm seeing the loss of about 5 pounds so far, I can only imagine how I'm going to look when I hit that goal.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana tells CBS's Face the Nation he was shocked by people taking the BuzzFeed report at face value.
What surprised me was not that somebody made a mistake, intentional or not. It was astonishing to me that so many folks didn't stop and say, hey, you know, let's think about this. Could this be true?
BuzzFeed's controversial report alleged evidence the president directed his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, to lie to Congress. The special counsel later issued a statement that information in that report was inaccurate. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is urging residents to stay home this weekend as a major winter storm moves out of the Ohio Valley and across the Northeast. Some areas could see more than a foot of snow.
Mother Nature does what she wants to do. She wins every time, but we've also done everything that we can do to get ready for it.
The storm will completely move out of the Northeast and New England overnight into Monday. The National Weather Service said Saturday the Midwest and East Coast can expect some of the coldest temperatures of the season by Monday morning. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
In an interview with Fox News Sunday, Vice President Mike Pence said, in a very real sense, ISIS has been defeated.
The president wants to bring our troops home, but we recognize there are remnants, there are ISIS fighters still in the region, but we've taken back 99% of the territory that the caliphate had claimed. In a very real sense, the ISIS state has been defeated.
British police say they've had a chat with 97-year-old Prince Philip about the importance of wearing a seatbelt. More from USA's Chris Barnes.
British media reports officers had the talk with Philip, the husband of Queen Elizabeth, after he was photographed driving while not wearing a seatbelt just 2 days after he was involved in a serious crash. Norfolk police say, quote, suitable words of advice have been given to the driver. As for the crash, it happened on Thursday when Philip was driving a Land Rover that collided with a Kia, injuring two women, and the prince's vehicle flipped over, though he wasn't hurt. Police have not disclosed who was at fault for the crash. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A rocket carrying a U.S. government spy satellite finally launched into orbit Saturday from California. With more, here's USA's Wendy King.
A powerful Delta IV rocket carrying the National Reconnaissance Office satellite blasted off from Vandenberg Air Force Base. The launch had been repeatedly delayed due to mechanical problems and bad weather. The mission is classified, so very little is known about the spy satellite or exactly what it can do.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.